Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Rolling with a Diva. I'm Sabrina Williams and I'm your host. And for the next 30 to 90 minutes, we're going to do some great interviews, enjoy some great music, and just tell you guys how much we appreciate you for listening. Have a good time and enjoy the show.
Hello, it's Sabrina Williams, as myself said, and we are live from Las Vegas, Nevada. We are here with Bunny and Zion, my dogs. Bunny is a Lhasa poodle, and Zion is a Labrador. Now, they're not supposed to bark, but if they get barked, they get kicked out the room. So Bunny's like, okay, I'm not going to bark, Mom. But anyway, how are you guys today? I had a wonderful weekend. It was a blast. I got to drive to St. George, Utah. I got to drive to Cedar City, Utah. I love just driving when I'm having issues with just my mind or with people or with things just really bugging me. So I really have to drive. So it was a good trip. It was like, wow, this is amazing. I got to think. I got to talk to God. And I got to be by myself. So I really, really, really enjoyed that a lot. And, it was fun. I can say that I would actually go again. So we are going to play a song by Mrs. Appointed. And her song is, it's by Appointed. Here we go.
Worship the Lord.
Is there anybody here? Anybody loving like I do? Then say you are. You're Gloria.
I love Sister Wow. Well, speaking of Glorious and Appointed, they are the producers and the people behind the Spin Awards that the Diva has been elected for to hopefully get enough votes and I'll win Spin Award for being broadcaster on Blog Talk Radio. I'm so excited. There's many people to be voting for, many great people. Tina Hobson, which will be on the show, Jerry Royce Live, which has been on the show before. So you guys go and vote for all of those. The Diva is on Screen 8, so vote for my show. All right, today we are going to be listening to music, and I'm going to be reading motivational quotes to you guys and encouraging you guys and talking about mental health, because I have to say, over the weekend I did do a lot of driving because I had to say goodbye to somebody that I deeply loved, wanted in my life, but it was not going to happen. So I had to give it to God and really, really work on not being depressed or having anxiety about it and just knowing that I'm going to be okay, and I had to wish that person the best and life moves on. But it wasn't an easy thing for me to do. And sometimes the hardest doors we have to close, knowing there will be no open doors or open windows for that person again in our lives, is up to God, and that's what it is. So we'll talk about more about that when I come back. How many of you guys have had to close doors to people that you know you would never see again and permanently have to close? That's a hard, hard road to walk, and I know it's not easy to do, but you can do it. So we'll talk about that. Today we want to give thanks to the 1,000 following that I have on Instagram, and I'm really happy about all the people that choose to follow me, choose to listen to me, and choose to understand that my goal in life is to make people laugh, to understand life, and to and for them to know that you're not alone. You're more than enough. You're worthy of love, because God doesn't make junk. You're important, so you need to know that. I know that sometimes people don't understand what I'm trying to do, and they tell me I need to have a different focus, but my focus is helping people. My brand is Rolling with the Diva, is rolling to different parts of the world, to different conversations, to different people, and helping you find your center and helping you realize that you are more than enough. Yes, I've said it twice, but you are. We live in a world where right now there's so many things going on, people's body size, with people's sexuality, with people's families, with racism, non-racism, racism, everything. 50% of black Americans are killing each other. There's so much going on. It's like we're losing hope. But you have to have hope. You have to know that you're important, that you're wanted, and that you are enough, and you make a difference in this world. You have to start in your corner of the world, and you have to feel your love so you can give it to other people, okay? Because if you don't feel loved, then how can you expect other people to love you? And that's one of the things I was asking myself this weekend. I love myself, but the person that I couldn't be with, they didn't love themselves enough to feel the love. So sometimes, and I had a picture of, and it was a picture that I had taken at the SLS hotel here in Las Vegas, and it was of the, it was a picture from a pizza restaurant, and it said, "All we need is love." But also I said in that quote, and I'll read to you, that sometimes people need more. Their dough is not going to rise because they can't accept the love that others have to offer them. So you just have to sometimes let it go and let it be okay. So what do you guys have to do to help your mental health, and how do you help yourself be okay? We're going to talk about that when we turn to. We're going to play some more songs, but I want to give a shout out to me, because I'm going to be 54 soon, and I'm excited about that. So just really, 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 just I can't even say enough about that. So here we go with a song I'm going to play, and I'm getting to the studio. Want to thank Jerry Royce Live Positive 21 for being letting me allow my songs to be played on his radio station. It's 1.4 million listeners have to Lations Radio for a magazine that I write for. And then I also have my broadcast played as a podcast through her station on a pre-recorded podcast through iHeartRadio. I'm grateful for all the platforms that I'm able to play on. So here we go. We're going to play a song. It's called Praise. Hold on a second. It's No Boundaries by Sheila.
Good.
All right. I love those songs by Miss Sheila. All right. You know what? What was I going to say? Okay, so today we were supposed to have Trucker's Cafe, but I know it's a holiday, so, you know, I think they got busy because I know they do feed the homeless on Mondays. They're in Texas. They are a great cafe. They're some of the greatest food. You can find them on my page. But today I changed the topic to mental health, motivation, and be yourself. As I was saying to you guys earlier, I had to take some time out this weekend to say goodbye to somebody I really loved and had to, but I had to let them go out of my life because they chose to use revenge and be negative as a way of dealing with their life instead of accepting love from others. They are a person, but sometimes you just have to let people go and you can't surround yourself with that. So with that being said, I'm going to read you some of the posts that I wrote this weekend as a result of that. And the real post, the real point of this is that mental health is real. You are okay with admitting that you know what, you are depressed, you have anxiety, you have PTSD. It's not, you're more than those titles. You are a human and you're a person. But sometimes you can get overwhelmed by those. And how do you deal with it is the question that I have for everybody. And you should be asking yourself. Well, I know for me, I personally just get up and I go and I drive. This is one of the things I posted because I was in Cedar City, Utah. And I posted, I have to say, I love spur-of-the-moment road trips. The road to Cedar City, Utah was fabulous, quiet, calming, peaceful, and thought-provoking. Live, love, enjoy. Each of us has a road and a journey meant for us. Find yours and be free. To be truly free, your mind and soul have to be in sync. It was also awesome to see all the big trucks, SUVs, and really cool American cars. I love taking pictures. Photography is unique to the photographer. I've really gotten into photography. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. No, I'm not even the best of the best. I'm just like just a average Joe who likes to take pictures. But it has helped me to really deal with my life, to deal with people, and to just find something that I'm good at. I can look at a picture and take a picture, but I can also get motivated from it to write. So I'm really grateful to God for that. So that's one of the things. We can talk about mental illness, and we can talk about mental health and mental health awareness. But how do you help yourself when you're like this weekend? I was really like hyperventilating, getting stressed, and I was really upset about having to say goodbye to that person. What did I do? First thing I did, I stopped and I said, I'm okay. Then I said, it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to be sad about this. How are you going to overcome it? So what did I do? I got in the car and I started driving. Now for me, driving is a wonderful thing. Because I can get in the car and I can just drive and drive and drive and drive. And I was like, wow, you know, I'm feeling better as I hit, you know, Mesquite, Nevada. And then I hit, you know, a little small towns and I hit Washington, Nevada. And then I hit Cedar City. And I was thinking about losing the friends I lost because a lot of times people are like, you know what, you're single, you need to be married. And then I realized this and I wrote this. Some people will not get married or find a soulmate. Stop listening to the hype you have to do A, B, and C to get a mate. Be at peace. Newsflash, you're already married to me, myself, and I. I thought that part was funny. Please, for all those that are going to quote me a Bible verse, did you know one of three of my bachelor's degrees is in the Bible? My master's degree is in MFT/human services. I am seeing too many men and women thinking they're doing something wrong because they're not dating or married. Live your life. And what I meant by that post was, you know what? We all have a different thing that's meant for us, and we all have a different journey. Some of us will be married. Some of us won't. Some of us will date, and some of us won't. And I know many people, like I have a friend, Tamsin Murray, and she's over 80 years old, and she has never been married and never dated, and she's content with that. If I read the post from Facebook, some people are saying they're happy. And if God never gives them a person, that's okay. You know, I know some people struggle with being alone, struggle with not having somebody. I get it. I understand it. But at the same time, you have to understand, in order to be happy, you have to find happiness with yourself because you don't know what your journey is going to bring you. Not unless you're clairvoyant or you can see the future, but as far as I know, we can't. So you're gonna have to like just be okay with you and be okay with, hey, that you know what, I'm okay with me. Because sometimes trying to give love to people that won't receive it is hurting you. And here's a post that I wrote. Sometimes love is not enough for some people that come in your life. Sadly, their dough will not rise to receive true love. Move on, pray for them, and forgive them. Be at peace and be happy. You gave true love unconditionally. This is a good model for loving family, friends, peers, colleagues, and being in intimate relationships. You are more than enough. You're a valuable one to love deeply by God. Have a great day. And please email me if you need prayer or someone to talk to. And my email is cvwtdiva@gmail.com. I know I keep saying that, so I know I see a lot more people using it. It wasn't my original quote, but I always say I've seen this in books, but you are more than enough. And what does that mean? You're enough exactly how you are, whether you have a leg that limps, some of your teeth are not all straight, you have alopecia in your hair, or whatever. The fact is you are okay. You are wonderful how you are, and you need to accept and be okay with that. Because if you don't accept yourself, then nobody else will. You have to treat yourself like gold in order for other people, because other people will treat you like fake nickel or silver, or nothing's wrong with silver, but you have to treat yourself as more than gold, like platinum, and be okay with that. Here we go. We're going to play another song. And it is called My Job, Patsy.
I don't want to live for it. I don't want to die for it. I don't want to ignore it. I definitely do have to put God
my
in
job.
I don't want to live for it.
My job, God.
Reach for dreams at the scale.
Go ahead. what your coworkers may say. Sometimes, no matter what yourself may say.
Be encouraged.
For His word says you're more than
a conqueror.
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 Go ahead and let Him know.
Don't wanna live for it.
Go ahead and let Him know.
I don't wanna die.
Father God, I know that I can't and I don't.
I don't want to ignore it.
But all I do know is that I have to
put you before
it. So God's people, come on and let them know that you're a job.
Don't want to live for it.
For you were made for so much more than just working a 9-to-5.
I don't want to die for it.
To have somebody else's dreams and goals come true.
I don't want to ignore
it. But above all else, God, we know that we have to
put you before it.
Well, that was Theodore Chestnut, and I love his songs. He just had his debut out. More songs come out on June 17th. You can follow him on the Instagram page. So we're going to continue talking with mental health and how do you help yourself live and feel okay. You, one, have to admit that you have challenges, that you have problems, and that you do struggle with anxiety or depression or PTSD or schizophrenia or any other form of mental illness. Mental illness is not you, but when you learn to admit it, then there's other people around you can help, because not admitting you have those can sometimes, for some people, if it's not treated, can lead to other problems such as suicide, and the suicidal rate is going up. So we want to have people have resources where they can talk to people. All right, so just want to bring real quick to you guys, on Wednesday, you know, it's 4th of July, and why do we celebrate independence? It's celebrated annually on the 4th, and it's often known as the 4th of July. It's the anniversary of the publication of the Declaration of Independence from Great Britain in 1776. Patriotic displays and family events are organized throughout the United States. Some people celebrate this, some don't, but we in America here do. I really want to talk about it because I know that there's so many, it's a good, great topic to talk about, because I know that some people are protesting because we think America is going down the hill. Some people don't want to stand for what they call the American flag because they feel like racism is going on. Some people are fighting against that, saying you should stand for American flag, period. So the basic is, we're going to just talk about what does independence mean individually and as a corporate body in the United States. So that's going to be on Wednesday's show, July 4th, 2018 at 4 p.m. with Rolling with the Diva. We want to play another song, and then we'll continue talking about, about just mental health and what you can do to feel better about yourself. And if you have a loved one that is struggling, where can you get them help? I'm going to answer that for you right now, and I'll repeat it throughout the show, that if you are in the United States and you have a family member or a friend or a coworker or somebody who is struggling with mental health and it's not a medical emergency, you can give them the number of 211 in any state where they can get help at. And that 211 will give them referrals for low income or maybe reduced counseling, or maybe no rate. I can't guarantee it's not going to be any rate, and it can also maybe help you find where your insurances might be able to take some counseling may be able to help. One thing before we do go to another song that I want to talk about is sometimes mental illness is precursor to people using alcohol, substance abuse, smoking drugs and things like that, or doing drugs or cocaine. But sometimes they're disorders before that. There might be something else going on with them. They may be a victim of sexual abuse. They may be a victim of sex trafficking. So we're going to talk about those things, but you need to understand where a person is coming from with that. We're going to play another song because I feel like it just should be a music song. So when you guys listen to this, you guys will be able to just praise God. This is a song by Lady Princess, Take Me There.
Oh,
That was Lady Princess. She was on my show a long, long time ago, and I really love her. I'm going to read you guys this quote because I just want everybody to understand, to love yourself, you have to love unconditionally, but you also have to love people where they're at. Okay, it's called Love Everyone Where They're At. Love everyone where they're at. Love like God. Love unconditionally. Love no matter what, as God does. Love without hesitation. Love unconditionally. I'm going to read you another one, Stronger by Choice. It takes a lot to deal with mental illness, with a family member who's died, with grief, with stress, or anything that's going on, with a job that was lost, having to deal with family and friends who may not understand your mental illness, or losing a loved one or a child. So here's one that I wrote myself, and I wrote it on June 14, 2017. This poem cannot be used or copied or used in any other books without the Diva's permission. Here it is, Stronger by Choice. Stronger is not what you see. Stronger does not have a shape, color, or personality. Stronger is a person that changes in the moment to help their mind, body, and spirit to heal. Stronger is a willingness to help others, even when you feel weak or inadequate. Stronger is knowing you are strongest because of faith in God or whatever your higher power is. Stronger is taking that next step day after day. Stronger is the smile you have no matter what. Stronger is you. You are stronger. Well, Stronger by Choice, and that was written by yours truly, Sabrina Williams, Rolling with the Diva. I wrote that a long time ago, actually June 14, 2017, when I was really struggling with my depression because I've been clinically diagnosed for a long time. But it was really hard on me because I was put on medical leave for work because I gotten hurt at work. And I probably knew in my mind I wasn't going to go back, but I was no longer working 60 hours a week. And I was still exercising, but it was just hard because I felt inadequate. Yes, I had suicidal thoughts. So I really had to seek help, talk to friends. A little bit to friends, but more I did a lot of journaling, a lot of self-exploration, and realized where I wanted to go and things that I wanted to do and how I was going to get there. Because I couldn't let a job take me down for all of the things and great things that I have. I have two great sons. I have a great life, and I'm a great mom and a great person, and I love encouraging people. And I believe that people are the greatest things that walk the earth. Yes, there's some bad people, but overall people are amazing. So I love interacting, and I didn't want to end my life like that. So I started writing more poems and started stepping up my radio time and also just admitting to people, hey, I've been clinically depressed with depression. I have anxiety. I was diagnosed later in the year in August of 2017 with PTSD, and I'm learning to deal with that. That was a lot of excessive trauma, but we'll get some specialists to come on to explain that because I'm here to just talk to you guys about it's okay to say I need help. I was searching on the internet, and today I found this. This is my brave. It's storytelling about our lives. And what they say is actually thisismybrave.org, thismybrave.org. And what people do is tell stories about their life, and it's called Become a Brave Champion Today and Help End Stigma Now. So you're participating, this is a quote, participating in TIMB, participating in TIMB was a turning point in my life and my recovery. TIMB gave me the power and confidence to start owning my anxiety instead of letting it own me. And that's Paige Schreiner, Chicagoland, 2016. So this is an excellent site. They, you actually get up and it looks like you go on stage or you write about your mental illness and you come to peace with it. Like one person wrote on this website, and I'm reading and I'm giving them credit. Again, this is from thisismybrave.org, and I'm reading, and the mission statement of this, of their company is, the mission of This Is My Brave Incorporated is to end the stigma surrounding mental health issues by sharing personal stories of individuals living successful, full lives despite mental illness through poetry, essay, and original music on stage in front of a live audience, through stories submitted and published to our blog and via our YouTube channel. And they are also on Instagram, and you can find them on Twitter at This Is My Brave. You can actually follow them on. And you know what? This is awesome. I was just looking through different sources. I love to find different companies, and you can also donate to them. You can also write to them, and their address is 21750 Red Rum Drive, Suite 102, Ashburn, Virginia, 20147. This is My Brave Incorporated. It's a 501c3 tax exempt organization, and their tax ID is 20-894419. This is an awesome resource, and people, you guys really need to look at this. They are on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, and Instagram, and you guys really should look them up and follow them, because this is an excellent way. We can't just say, oh my gosh, I have a mental illness, without finding resources for people. And on Instagram, it's called This Is My Brave, and you can follow them and tell them that the diva told you to follow them, because I'm so excited about it. And you can put the #mentalillness to end stigma one story at a time. You guys are worth it. You're more than enough. You guys need to know that. And I'm glad. I like this quote that they say, at the day's end, put your worries to rest. Tomorrow's another day filled with hope, potential, and promise. And this is, that's why This Is My Brave. You guys should really check them out and follow them, because you know what? They're an organization that's not just saying, oh, you know, I have a mental illness. They're showing you ways to deal with it. Because when they talk about functioning, I function very well as a person with depression, anxiety, PTSD. You know what? Because I hold jobs. I have 3 degrees, as I said earlier, and a master's. I'm working right now, even though one of the things I had to come to the conclusion was, I'm not going to be able to go back to a child protective service worker. I'm going to have to find a different work. So now I'm working on getting my degree or my certification and license in clinical substance abuse and in HUC therapy, to work especially with people who have been traumatized. That's actually, yes, a certification. No, I'm not going to be a prostitute, as some people said. It's actually, you know, working, volunteering in hospitals to hold babies, too, and work that. So I'm on a different path, but God is a great, and I'm really working on being one of the best hosts there was, so I can go on Sirius Radio and have a show and bring on lots of mental health professionals and work a positive joy. And so people can understand you're more than your disorder or your disease. You are amazing. And there's my dogs barking or growling at something. Zion, get over here. So I have to say that because he's so lovely. Come talk to the people on the radio. All right. So remember, This Is My Brave. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and we are going to play another song. But before I do that, I want you guys to I'm going to read one more thing to you, because today, even though our guest was not able to show up, which is Truckers Cafe, which is out of Texas, love them because they feed homeless on Monday. I think over 100 people. They give backpacks to school children. So if you guys want to check them out, you'll see them on my page. They cook great food, and they're just wonderful people. So please follow them. Don't hesitate to not follow them. They're wonderful. Here's another. I'm going through my post on Instagram of things that I wrote that I thought would be interesting. I'm going to also talk to you guys about something that I find interesting. Sometimes our minds need to be active, and I love reading. And I had the opportunity of reading a book by Denise J. Bronson, and it's called In the Footsteps of the Killer. Amazing book. You guys should get it. You can find her on my social media page. I read that. I'm also reading a book called Stripped. It's by Toni St. Clair. It's a great book on a woman going undercover as a, the FBI or no, the CIA, and the working of that and having to keep her integrity. I also found a great book when I was at an Indian food restaurant. It's called Grace for the Undeserving by UHM. Great book. You guys should get it. It's a great book. It's called Grace for the Undeserving, because we all sometimes think we don't deserve love, we don't deserve grace, but that's why God got up on the cross for us. He did. We do deserve that. Another book that I read a while back, and this is called, and this is by Terrence Allen and Graham Howling, The Cell, Short Introduction, where it talks about our cells, our body cells. And I know that's like, oh my God, who would read that? But it's a great book to understand the workings, how your cells divide, how they work, and how our bodies put together. Because a lot of times, people, when our endorphins are not in check, and these are endorphins in your brain, it can have an up and down effect on our moods and cause more anxiety, or cause less anxiety or cause more stress or cause less stress. So that would be a good book for you to read. I just thought it was interesting because our body and some of the times the things we take in, our food intake, getting exercise, being active, having somebody we can talk to, or having relaxation times is all critical. So that's why I really, really want to point out to people, I travel a lot, and people think that you can't travel. Everybody can travel somewhere, and I want to help you. I want to be the person that shows people that you can travel on a budget or without a budget. Maybe you have lots of money to spend, but that's a great way to deal with your mind and your spirit and body and being relaxed. That's why companies offer exercise, and people need to really, really understand that and take up on it and go travel. So if you have questions about travel, you want to know how to get to Hawaii on a budget, or you want to take a four-day cruise or know how to get to Cancun for less than $500, you know what? Hit me up. You can find me at my website at Divine Royalty Travel, and it's Divine Royalty, Royalty, travel. Divine Royalty, travel. travel.traverusglobal.com. That's my website. Divine Royalty, and I want you to feel like royalty, whether you spend $100 or $10,000. Traveling is good for your soul. We're going to play another song, and then we'll be back. Before that, I just want you guys to remember, love yourself, be happy with yourself, okay? Because if you're not happy with yourself, then you can't expect other people to be your biggest fan. That's why you have to really, really, really work on, you know, hey, this is I struggle with this or I struggle with that, but not becoming a victim of your disorder, because you are more than that. You're more than enough, and you bring value to the world. So let's just make sure that you know that, okay? I'm creating shows as I'm talking to you guys, but here we go. We're going to play some more music as soon as I can get to the studio. I hope you guys are having a great day on this Monday, July 2nd, and 8 days until the Diva is 54 years old. Here we go with Help Me to Pray by Dwayne Gott.
Help me to pray. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. Thank you.
All right, Dwayne Glatt, teach me how to pray. Well, you guys, it's been a great time. I'm so glad that we got to spend this little hour together, and just for me to encourage you, if you guys ever need somebody to talk to, or you just want, you have a show topic, you actually send me an email at cvwtdiva@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. You guys are wonderful. You're more than enough. You're appreciated. No, you are uniquely, specially, wonderfully made, and I love you, and God loves you, and you know what? There's nothing that you can't do that you don't put your mind to. If you want to be a race car driver, you can do it. If you want to be a pole dancer, you can do it. Hey, pole dancing can be legal. That's just my running joke today. I'm sorry why I just keep saying that. I don't know why, but it's just in my mind. And you know what? If you want to be a comedian, you can be that too. So, hey, you know what? Do what you want. Be happy and love yourself, because if you're not your biggest fan, then how can you expect other people to? Love yourself before other people will. Thank you for this day. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you to God for allowing me to just talk to you guys. And we're just going to go out with a song. And you know what? Song by MLG. Praise.
G-O-E.
G-O-E.
Yeah. G, I'm back by demand. Lord willing, it's all in his plan. I ain't never really had a plan, so I used to thank him in advance.